Update. June 15, the city of Guelph reports it removed the offensive graffiti 2 days ago and that they had to do the same things 10 days prior to the most recent incident. Racist and homophobic words were written in permanent marker across play structures at West End Community Center Park. Brian Bailey found the graffiti and went to Twitter to express his disappointment with the park. "This place is disgusting. Just a completely overgrown mess," he said in a video he posted on Twitter. The video shows the graffiti at the park. "You want kids to play here? Really?" he said as the video shows what looks like his child and wife at the playground. The city of Guelph responded to his tweet and submitted a service request to remove the graffiti right away. Mayor Cam Guthrie also replied and wrote, "Terrible to see this type of vandalism and hate speech." Bailey posted photos of the graffiti as another addition to the park not being well kept. His wife made the city aware of how the park needs weeds trimmed, broken glass removed. She emailed this weeks ago and said she received no response. There was another time he and his wife were at the park and it had been covered in glue. He said the park is rusting and falling apart. "It's pretty rough. Considering there is a lot of nice parks in Guelph, it was kind of rundown for what it was," said Bailey in an interview with Guelph Today. He lives nearby the community center and when he walked by he noticed the graffiti. He said if there was a lamppost put in where the park is it would light up the area, which is difficult to see from the road. At global_Guelph at Cam Guthrie at City of Guelph sad DDD excuse over here at the West End Rec Center. Got money for a new driveway but not money for the kids pic.twitter.com/cuck23jd9b. Brian Bailey. At Branmuffin010. June 11, 2022 at Cam Guthrie. This is the play structure at the West End Rec Center. My wife tagged Parks Guelph a few weeks ago with no response. How do you respond? pic.twitter.com/l67odnext. Brian Bailey. At Branmuffin010. June 11, 2022.